Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording when driving a car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. So if you're ready, just settle down comfortably and we'll begin. And what I'd like you to do is just take a deep breath in, hold it for the mental count of four, and then slowly release all the air from your lungs as you count down 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. That's good. Just allow yourself to relax and get comfortable. Now take another deep breath in, hold it for the mental count of four, and then slowly release all the air from your lungs as you count down 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. This time, let go of all the tension in your shoulders and your arms. Just let that go. That's good. Now take another deep breath in, hold it, and as you let it go, this time just totally relax. Just allow your body to relax completely. Imagine your body is like a stick of butter left out on a warm summer day, and you can let your body soften and relax as you allow yourself to melt down into your chair. And now just resume your breathing normally. And focus on your breathing. Just become aware of your breathing and how you breathe in, and then breathe out. You breathe in, and then breathe out. And with each breath out, you might wonder just how relaxed you could become. And with each breath out, think about how your arms and legs can get so heavy, so relaxed, and how comforting that weight can be. And with each breath, your arms and legs, your shoulders and muscles all begin to feel completely relaxed. You become aware of being held safely and securely in that chair. And you are in that chair, breathing gently, listening to my voice, drifting down. And each breath is allowing you to relax more and more. Just allowing you to drift away now. And that's good. And you might wonder what it'd be like to count each breath as you relax, and how each breath can make you more relaxed. And just the thought of breathing and relaxing makes it feel as though you are sinking down. 10, 9, going down deeper. 8, each breath makes you feel more relaxed. 7, and with each breath you feel yourself going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 6, 5, breathing gently, just letting go. 4, down and down, deeper and deeper. 3, more and more at ease now. 2 and 1. And I wonder if you can feel yourself sinking gently into that chair now. And feel yourself supported, as if you are on a big fleecy cloud, and just drifting down and down into that cloud, feeling yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Just allowing yourself to drift away now. Nothing is important. Nothing matters, and you can feel yourself going down and down. And my voice can become whatever you want it to be. My voice can be the sound of rain on the window pane on a winter's night, or the cooing of a dove on an early spring evening, or the rustle of long grasses at the beach. And my voice can be the wind blowing along an empty street in the fall. And it picks up a leaf, and that leaf gets carried away here and there, and it goes left and right and up and down. And that wind carries that leaf safely and gently as it goes round and round, swirling and swooping. And then it goes down gently, swirling around as if it's in a spiral staircase. And I wonder if you can imagine a spiral staircase. The way the spiral staircase goes down and down and round. And you can imagine yourself on that spiral staircase. And you can imagine going down that spiral staircase. And there can be a handrail. And it's safe. And you can count yourself down that spiral staircase. And the first step is 10. And the next step goes down deeper, 9. And 8. Feeling more relaxed, more comfortable. And 7, drifting away. Then 6, down and down. Really relax. 5, deeper and deeper. And then 4. Nothing matters. You have nothing to do. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think, listen, anything at all. And then 3, nearing the bottom, totally relaxed. Then 2. Almost there now. And 1. Gone down into some warm, dark place where your mind can just drift away. And if any thoughts come into your mind, just let them go. Like little puppies running away, wagging their tails. You can ignore them. They'll just go away. And you're at the bottom, feeling really good, totally relaxed. And you can just enjoy that feeling of release and relaxation, knowing that everything's okay and you're okay, and there are no issues, nothing you have to do. And I wonder if you could imagine a control panel, something with maybe a big dial in the middle, part of a machine perhaps, or it could just be the dial on a car where you press the pedal, the car speeds up, or it could have knobs that turn, or you might be familiar with the kind of thing you get on some stereo systems, where as you slide the control up, the sound goes up and the needle moves, and you slide it down and the sound goes down. Or maybe some other kind of panel comes to mind that lets you control a process. Now I would like you to pay attention to the biggest indicator on that control panel. I don't know if it's like the hands on a clock or like a speedometer with one big hand in the middle. Or maybe it's a digital readout with the numbers showing. Or maybe it's like the moving bars of light you see on some music systems. It can be anything you want. And look very closely at that indicator. You know, when you look at the speedometer on a car, no matter how hard you try, it never stays exactly on the speed you want. It is always wavering up or down a fraction, isn't it? And if you look very closely at your indicator, you will find that it is also varying just a little, up and down a little, fluctuating around some point. It's not quite steady, isn't it? Because processes are never exactly steady, are they? There's always some variation, a little higher, a little lower. And you can use this. You can think of your pain now and find where on the dial it is or what number it is. And you can think of your pain as being on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is no pain and 10 is the worst it could possibly be. And imagine that indicator on your control panel is showing the exact level of your pain right now. And here's the interesting thing. That indicator is moving exactly in step with your pain. Your pain is varying a tiny bit moment to moment, isn't it? And that indicator is varying a tiny bit moment to moment as well. And now I'd like you to test that connection. I'd like you to test if you can make that indicator go up a little right now. I would like you to increase your pain just a little, but enough so that it registers on that indicator. And when you have done that, you will find that the indicator settles and wavers up and down around a different value, doesn't it? And I would like you now, just for a moment, really make that pain increase so that the indicator moves strongly up and then forth back again. And by doing that, you have shown that you have control over the level of pain you experience. And you know you can make it increase. And I wonder if you know that you can make it decrease as well. So now, focus on that indicator, that dial, whatever you're using. Focus on the number that the indicator is showing. And now make that indicator move down just a little. Reduce your pain level so that the dial goes down to a lower point and the reading wavers around that lower point. You can do that easily. Just a little, can't you? Now. And now move that indicator down a lot. Make a significant movement down and feel that pain recede, feel a real difference as the indicator goes down and stays down. And now move that indicator down even lower, all the way down to the bottom, all the way down. And now move it up just a little from the bottom, so that there is just a tiny bit of pain left for you. You see, pain is a message that there is something not right and that you should be careful with that part of your body. So you can leave just a little, just enough to remind you that you need to take a little care. And you have now learned how to control this thing. And any time you want to vary the level, any time you forget, you can use the control panel. Move that indicator, and it will move with it. You are in control. As isn't that something good to know? And now I'd like you to take just a few moments of clock time to really enjoy this peaceful moment. And this peace will return with you when you return to full alertness. But for now, I will go quiet as you enjoy this peacefulness. Good. And now it is time for you to return to full alertness. On the count of five, you will once more be fully alert, feeling refreshed, feeling peaceful. So here we go. One. Two. Beginning to return now. Three. Beginning to shift and move. Four. Just stretch a little. And five, eyes open, fully alert. Well done.